Welcome back to A Passage, A Paragraph, and A Prayer. I'm your host, Pastor Nathan Biebert. Today we'll be looking at Genesis 1 verses 3 through 5. Listen to Genesis 1 verses 3 through 5. And God said, "Let there be light." And there was light. God saw that the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And there was evening, and there was morning, the first day. Oftentimes, even sincere Christians have questions about what year and day mean, especially in the first chapters of Genesis. Here, God says he created the heavens, the earth, though still formless and empty, and light on the first day. Certainly the word day can be used for a period of time other than 24 hours. It even has one of those different uses here. God says he called the period of light day, and the period of darkness night. So God is clearly using the word day in that instance in the sense of daylight. But what about when he mentions the first day? Sometimes grandparents will talk about what life was like back in their day, when they had to go to school in 10 feet of snow and it was somehow uphill both ways. In that case, day clearly means a longer period consisting of a number of years. Those who call themselves Christians but don't want to rub mainstream scientists the wrong way will often say that the first day could have been a first period of thousands or millions of years, the second day a second period, and so on. After all, in Psalm 90 and 2 Peter 3, it says that with the Lord, 1,000 years are like a day that has just gone by. But those two passages are talking about God's eternal nature. They are not talking about how long the days of creation were. The Bible actually tells us right here how long the days of creation were. It says that every single one of those days consisted of evening, a period of darkness, and morning, a period of daylight. That's the same way we define day in the sense of a 24-hour period today. The 6 days of creation were 6 consecutive days of ordinary length. We pray. Lord, so often I see only what I want to see in your word, instead of paying close attention to the context to see and hear what you are actually saying. Help me not just to listen to your word in bits and pieces, but to be interested in all of it. For Jesus' sake, amen. A Passage, A Paragraph, and A Prayer is a podcast of Risen Savior Evangelical Lutheran Church in South Austin, Texas. To learn more about Risen Savior's ministry, you can either email me at pastor@rslutheran.net, or you can visit our website at www.risensavioraustin.net. Until next time, thanks for listening.